Welcome! It's time for tech news.
Reviews for Intel's 12th gen Alder Lake desktop processors went live yesterday, and some went live even before that.
Oh.
It was an accident, all right?
Who did that?
Linus doesn't let me touch the processors anymore. I wasn't involved. As many of the leaks predicted, the world's first desktop-class hybrid CPUs are impressive, with the top-tier Core i9-12900K beating AMD's Ryzen 9 5950X in both single-threaded and multi-threaded performance. Check out LTT's and some other reviews for the full story, but if you do want in on the party, you should probably check the list of games that Intel has said are not compatible with the new processors, thanks to Alder Lake's hybrid design acting all wonky with some DRM systems.
No.
Intel's working with developers on patches, and there's also a workaround that involves disabling a processor's E cores. That stands for efficiency, Jonathan.
Really?
As I'm sure you know.
Macs don't have that.
Macs aren't efficient at all. You should just switch. I can't help but note, though, that the AMD processors everyone is celebrating Intel's victory over are a year old.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, and Ryzen 6000 CPUs are expected in January. But it's nice to see Intel back on the multi-threading throne, even if it might only be for a few months. It's like the Iron Throne, but instead of swords, it's like, it's made of chips, processors, Ryzen chips.
Transistors.
Game of transistors. The GPU shortage has made scalping a big problem, but now we have to deal with literal thieves, and not just any thieves. Ones that like cars, and family, and hate The Rock. You're a big fan.
Love the series.
That's right, EVGA has reported that a truckload of GeForce RTX 30 series graphics cards were stolen en route from San Francisco to EVGA's distribution center.
Honda Civics?
I don't know.
Honda Civics!
Subarus? I hope the drivers are okay. Did anyone get it on film? Was Sung Kang there? This is bad news for the industry, but also for potential GPU buyers. EVGA has canceled the warranty on the stolen cards, meaning you could inadvertently buy one on Craigslist from what you think is just a garden variety scammer, but is actually a highly wanted criminal from a crew of experts with extremely deep social bonds.
Family!
And then miss out on your card's warranty. Oh, sorry, I was remembering that part from the movie that they take the...
They rewrote the warranty cards.
Right, I haven't seen a single one.
Subscribe to the movie podcast.
And Google has complied with South Korea's recently passed law requiring mobile app stores to give developers third-party payment options with a catch. Users in the country will be able to choose between the Play Store's billing system and an alternative, which will still owe Google a cut, but it will be 4% less than the standard rate.
Wow.
It's another small step towards the idea of an unrestricted platform that Epic Games is seeking with its lawsuits against Google and Apple. But Epic got another win this week with the news that Riot Games is bringing League of Legends, Valorant, and its other titles to the Epic Game Store on PC. Also, League character Jinx, which seems to me to be basically like blue hair Harley Quinn, is now a skin in Fortnite. Now, is this really a win for Epic when they probably only got this deal by paying Riot millions of dollars? I don't know. I have no idea how money works. Are you a finance bro? Is it in the computer?
They're just numbers.
They're just numbers, man. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Manscaped, makers of all-in-one men's grooming tools that'll spruce up your body like the people who change the wheels and fix the things on a race car, you know, like when they pull into the side on a race and they're, you know? The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 kit is designed to make grooming below the waist easy with their Lawnmower 4.0, plus some other goodies, including the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver sprays to keep things fresh down there. So head to manscaped.com/tech and get 20% off Manscaped and free shipping today. You want these Quick Bits, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's a different vibe. The CEO of Electronic Arts, Andrew Wilson, said in an earnings call this week that games built with NFT and blockchain technology are the future of our industry.
Wow.
Shocker. I'm assuming he doesn't mean the game where crypto scammers impersonate websites and get people to unknowingly give away their funds.
It's my favorite game.
It is fun for the bad guys. Interestingly, EA's comments come weeks after Valve blocked all cryptocurrency and NFT games on Steam. But EA doesn't care.
EA never cares.
Are you ready for this? EA Sports. It's in the chain! I'm sorry. Microsoft has fixed the bug that caused some Windows 11 features, like the snipping tool, to break due to an expired certificate, which is, I guess, what happens when giant tech companies forget to schedule their renewal appointment. But in case you Mac people think you're above all this,
yeah.
Apple also had to fix a bug in macOS Monterey that was bricking computers. So, Macs don't get viruses.
Listen, sorry, I haven't had a computer brick, so it doesn't happen.
None of your computers have broken? Ever?
No.
Wow, I will switch to Mac. BMW is removing touchscreen functionality from a number of vehicles. What?
I hate touchscreens in cars.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay, I didn't know people would be happy about this. They're doing it in an effort to save silicon and maintain current production levels, which have been affected by the ongoing chip shortage. Now, what I was gonna say is, to be fair, touchscreens are kind of dangerous to use while driving anyways.
So, wait,
we're happy about this.
So, drive all the way.
There's a silver lining to the chip shortage.
Yep, safer drivers, safer cars.
Oh, here's something cool. A GeForce Now database leak has once again revealed a list of former PlayStation exclusive games that will, if the leak is accurate, be coming to PC, including Ghost of Tsushima, Ratchet & Clank, and Returnal. Man, PC gamers have bashed consoles for so long, and now they're giving us all their most cherished possessions. I almost feel bad for them. Because they're consoles. And Google is getting another sibling. Their parent company, Alphabet, has announced Isomorphic Labs, a research outfit that will discover new types of drugs using AI. These robots are just gonna get absolutely blasted, man. The lab is literally just like a college dorm room, and they're like peer pressuring each other, and there's one AI in the corner who's like, no, man, my parents said drugs aren't cool. I'm testing, man! It's science! It's time to stop! Come back on Monday for more tech news and I'll show you the rest of the song from the beginning. It is a banger. For legal purposes, I have to tell you that is not going to happen. I need to sleep.
Good night.